Vayturn Shasrin Daf Mem Zayin, picking up Mem Vav Amabez by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom. So we left off dealing with the discussion of what happens on the eighth day, meaning we're talking about the Chutz La'aretz. So we have Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius as the Suffolk Yom. We dealt with this with Lulav, with Esrog. Now we're going to deal with Sukkah itself, sitting in the Sukkah. Shmini Atzeres, this is the classic discussion that goes on in the Chutz La'aretz. You sit in the Sukkah, do you make Kiddush in the Sukkah? Do you stay there? Do you leave there? What do you do? Amar Rav Yehuda Barei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav. Shmini Suffolk Shvi. The eighth day is a Suffolk where maybe it's really the seventh day. So what do? We say like this. Shvi la Sukkah. We consider it the seventh day in reference to Sukkah. And Rashi says, the Gemara is going to explain what does that mean in reference to Sukkah, but we'll see. Ushmini la Bracha. We consider like the eighth day in reference to the bracha. What does that mean? That means that during davening, berachas hamazon, benching, and kiddush, you say it's yom hashmini chag atzeres hazeh, as opposed to saying someone saying chag asukos hazeh. Rav Yochanan Amar, he argues, he says shmini lazeh u lazeh. Rashi explains, consider like the eighth for both af le'inyon sukkah, even in reference to sukkah, have a shmini, and we're going to explain exactly again what that means. Meisev, v'kuli amelo pligid yasmina. In reference to sitting there, meisev is lashon of yoshev, right, tough and shinner interchangeable. In reference to sitting in the sukkah, kuli amelo pligid yasmina. Everybody says that you go and you sit in the sukkah. This is talking about on the eighth day, the suffix shvi, and even Rav Yochanan that says that it's considered shmini lezeh, he still says that you sit in the sukkah. Zagazuk to Rashi. Ki pligi, where are they arguing? Beep, turn the page, Mem Zayin. Livruche, it's talking in reference to making a bracha. Rashi says a bracha of leishev basukka. Laman damar shvi lasukka. According to one that's reviewed on Rav, who says that it's considered like the seventh day. So bruche namim vrachino, you would also go ahead and you make a bracha of leishev basukka. Laman damar, but according to one it says, shmini lezeh lezeh, it's considered eighth for both of them. Then bruche namim vrachino, you do not make a leishev basukka. As Rashi gazak, the bruchel mavachin and the shminihu, vein shem sukkas alav, it's the eighth and not considered sukkas. Vahainu lezeh lezeh lesukka, the lomar vachin and lebracha, vahainu lezeh lezeh lesukka, the lomar vachin and lebracha, as yom shmini chag azeh. So that's what it means, considered the eighth for both. In terms of sukkah, you don't make a bracha of leishev. In terms of bracha, you say shmini chag azeh, so therefore it's considered the eighth entirely. And now it's back off of Yochanan. I'm Rav Yosef. Nekota de Rebbe Yochanan b'yodach. You should go along with Rev Yochanan. Rashi says, da amar lo mevarchinan leishev b'sukkah. You don't make the bracha of leishev b'sukkah. The Rav Huna bar Bizna v'chol gedui ador ikla b'sukkah b'shmini safek shvi. Because Rav Huna bar Bizna and all the great used to go and they would sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, that was maybe the seventh, and they would go in the sukkah, but they actually wouldn't make a bracha. So therefore, that's like Rav Yochanan, do like him. In fact, the Gemara, who says maybe he's going like that's the reason. Maybe they just go according to the opinion that says that you only make a bracha, like we said yesterday, you only make a bracha on the first day of Sukkot, day one, that's it, and then you don't make a bracha any other days. And therefore, there's no raya to say, oh, you see, you hold like him, because you didn't do the eighth day, you wouldn't do eighth day, seventh day, sixth day, fifth day, any of these days you wouldn't do. So it says, nope, gemiri deme'afer asu. Rashi explains what that means is that they were not in the sukkah the entire sukkahs, and rather they were out with their animals in the fields and they were shepherding them, and therefore they couldn't have been that they made the bracha already, and therefore if they come in now and they're not making the bracha, must be because they hold that you don't make the bracha on the eighth day like Rav Yochanan had said. Oh, good. This is the Mamash Abutz. Rav Yosef goes ahead and he backs himself up, backing up Rav Yochanan. Igad Amri, some will learn this discussion, version number two, entirely different. Baruche, in terms of the bracha, kulam lo pligi domer v'chin. Everyone agrees that you don't make a bracha. Interesting flip of what we said before. Rashi explains what this means is v'afilu Rav Yehuda damer shvi'i l'sukkah. Even according to Rav Yehuda, who says that the seventh day is against sukkahs, he also says you don't make a bracha. Ki pligi, what's their machlokis over? L'meisav, whether or not you actually sit there, or actually go in the sukkah in the first place. L'man damer shvi'i l'sukkah. According to Rav Yehuda damer Rav, who says that you go that it's considered the seventh day for sukkahs, the meisav yasvina, and we actually go ahead and you sit there. L'man damer Shmini lezeh lezeh, who considered the Shmini the eighth day for both, makes of nine of those feeling, you don't even sit there. That being Rav Yochanan. And now again, we see Rav Yosef back in Rav Yochanan, but differently than we saw before. I'm Rav Yosef, the Kotor Yochanan, you should go like Rav Yochanan, the Mora de Shmaisa Mani. who's the one who said that you actually should be doing it, that we said in the name of Rav. He says it's Rav Yehuda b'Rav Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. It was Rav Yehuda, it was him. Uvashmini Safik Shvi Labar Mesuki Yosef. What did he actually do? How did he actually act? He actually acted in a way that he sat outside of the sukkah on the eighth day, so on the Shmini, which is maybe the seventh day. As Rashi says that the Iu Amar Mishmei Rav, he said the name of Rav, Chazina Lei, the law of it Kishmaisa, and he ended up doing not like that. So clearly, don't go like him and go like Rav Yochanan. V'hilchasam, what's the halacha? L'maasa, Mesev Yasvinan. We actually do sit over there, Bruchei Loma Varchinan, but you don't end up making, we don't make the bracha. That's like Rav Yochanan in the first version, the way that we learned it. Sit there, because maybe it's the seventh day, but you don't end up making the bracha of Leche Basuka. Now we're going to open up to a discussion about Shehechiyanu. I'm Rav Yochanan. I'm in Zman B'Shemini Shelchag. He says that we go and we say the bracha of Shehechiyanu V'Kiyimanu V'Yanu L'Zman Hazeh on the eighth day of Shemini Atzeres. V'Ein Omrim Zman B'Shvi Shel Pesach, but you do not say Zman Shehechiyanu on the seventh day of Pesach. The comparison over here is seemingly is that we say Shehechiyanu on the first day of Pesach, and then it goes to all days. Sukkos also, say the beginning of Sukkos to all the days, but yeah, in Shemini Atzeres, we end up saying it even on the last day as well, which seems to show that it's a separate shtickle going on over here. It's like a separate holiday. And let's back this up a little bit. V'amar b'levi barchama v'itim ravchama barchanina teda. You should know. Rashi explains, what is teda? Teda de omer bozman lefisha regal b'fnei atzmo. You actually do say Shehechiyanu because it's considered a regal b'fnei atzmo. It's like its own holiday. Shari cholik b'shulcha dvarim, because it's different than three things that we find on Sukkos. Basukka, velula, v'nisach hamayim. All these things are done on Sukkos, but they're not done on Shemini Atzeres. Rabbi Huda, Amar Kunt Rabbi Huda says, Belog hayu menasech kol shmona, he says that they actually did do the Nisach HaMayim even on Shemini Atzeres. So then, still, nonetheless, we find that Harei Choluk B'Shnei Dvarim. At least there's two things that are different from it. So it's considered its own shtickle, and therefore you make a new bracha of Shehechiyanu. It's its own holiday. If you really want to tell me that the reason of something that would create another type of bracha, making a Shehechiyanu, is that it has different halachos. So in Yehachi, Shviya Shel Pesach Nami, also the seventh day of Pesach. Also, which we know we have the first day of Pesach is a Yontif. Then you have Chol HaMoed, then the last day is Yontif again. So we say it the first day. And then Chol HaMoed, you're not going to say Shehechiyanu, go down in terms of, and then say Shehechiyanu. But on the last day, again, it's different than the first, and it should say Shehechiyanu. How is it different? Tari Cholik Bechilas Matzah. It references eating matzah. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah on that day. We know you have to eat matzah on the first night, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. But after that, you don't have to eat matzah anymore. Therefore, you should go ahead and have to make a new Shehechiyanu. Damar Meir. Laila Rishona Chova. Bekan Ve'elich Rishus. From then on to Rishus. It's if you want to, you can. If not, you don't have to. Therefore, maybe you should make a Shehechiyanu. What shaykhis? Over there, when you're talking about the seventh day of Pesach, really you're right. It's different than the first night of Pesach, but it's not different than the first day of Pesach. Already for the Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, it's only that night, but the next day, meaning the first day of Yontif, you have, you know, the night and then the day. And that day, you don't have to eat the matzos. So therefore, it's the same thing as the last day as well. And therefore, there's no difference. So you should make a distinction when you do Shehechiyanu. But we're dealing over here with Shemini Atzeres, I feel me yom nami. It's different even on the day itself, than from the day itself. So therefore, you'd make a Shehechiyanu. Another answer to this question of the difference between Pesach and Shemini Atzeres is Ravina. Ravina Amar, Zeh Choluk Mishalefanov, V'zeh Choluk Mishalefneifanov. One of them is different from that which is right before it, and the other one is different from before it. As Rashi says, Shemini Choluk Miyom Etmol, Shvi, Eino Choluk Elamin Arishon. The eighth day is different than the day which is immediately right before it, yesterday. But the seventh day of Pesach is not different except for from the first day, which is 6 days before it, therefore no connection and relationship to each other, and therefore it shouldn't be. They're going to make a new Shehechiyanu. Now we're going to see another distinction between Shemini Atzeres and Sukkos. It switches over here. If you take a look at the top right corner, Mesosa Shas, Rav Papa Amar, Hacha Ksiv Par. By over here by Shemini Atzeres, it uses the lashon of Par. Rashi says, Kol Yemei Hachag, Kraven Parim Harbe. All the days of the Chag, they would give many different Parim. Umisbatin Rochin Echad Liyom Ad, and they go in down each day another, they take away a amount of parim that they bring. Ad Yom Shvi until the seventh day. Shekraven Parim Shiva. They bring seven. Starts from 13, goes down to seven. Ubishmini Parechad, it switches to one. Livado. Nimsa Shainu Masad Shara Yomim Shayolul Hakiv Baushisha. It doesn't continue. You should have said to go to six when 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. It goes to one. It's supposed to be going to six. Must be the difference. So Hachak Siv Par, it says in an individual. Hazam Siv Parim, but over there, by the rest of them, it says Parim, which is all different types, many different types, and therefore, that is another type of difference between the Shmini Atzeres and the days beforehand. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says another pshat. Hachak Siv Bayom, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it says Bayom. Bayom Shmini Atzeres Tiel Lechem Lepatzik says Bahasam Ksev over there. When it talks about Ksev Sukkah, it says Ksev Ubayom. Right? Bayom says Bayom. It says Ubayom. Rashi says that Kol Yomos Achag Ksev Behu Ubayom Hashini Ubayom Hashlishi. Aval B'Shmini, when it comes to the eighth day, Ksev Bayom Hashmini Chol Kumanis. So it splits it, separates it. Veloso Mosif Alishonim. It's not considered additional to the previous ones that were before. And last but not least, Ravashi. Ravashi Amar Hachek Ksev Kamishpat. By the Shmini Atzeres, it says the Lashon of Kamishpat. But when you look over there by the other 7 days, Hosek Ksev Kamishpatam. It says the Lashon of Kamishpatam in plural. And therefore, again, seeing a difference between these two. Therefore, it's chaluk, it's split, and you make a new shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Whereas you wouldn't be doing that when it comes to the seventh day of Passover. Zok the Gemara, lema misayili. Why don't we say that we have a proof for him? Rashi says, L'Rav Yochanan, Damar Zman Mishmini, who says that you say on the eighth day, you say shechianu, Rav Yochanan, says the following, ha'parim ha'ilim ba'kavasim ma'akfim ze et ze. There were a certain amount of karbonos that are brought throughout Sukkah. So we know the parim, they would go down 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, etc., 8, 7, until then 1, and on Shmini Atzeres, and you have Elim and Kvasim, which they used to bring 2 rams every day, and 14 sheep every day. But on Shmini Atzeres, we know that we only brought 1 par, and 1 ram, and 7 sheep that we used to bring. The point is that, nonetheless, we see that the parim, the elim, and the kvasim, the parim would go down, down, and down. They were ma'akvin zeds, they were ma'akiv one with the other. If you ended up not bringing one of them, you couldn't bring any of them. Rabbi Huda Omer, parim in ma'akvin zeds, he says, no, they're not ma'akiv one to the next. Shir mismatim ha'olchim, because you see, they go down and down and down, and yet, even though the parim go down, it doesn't impact the rest of the karbonos. Rashi says, b'yom el yom, am a lo kapita le'rachmana, elkech afa amurim liyom ein ma'akvin, even if we're missing, it's not going to go ahead, it's not going to be ma'akiv. Amr lo, chum said back to him, v'alo kulan mismatim ha'olchim b'shmini. Don't we find that all of them, they go down when it comes to Shmini, meaning the rams go down to 1, the sheep go down to 7, and it jumps down on the 8th day. So if we say that when the parim go down, that it doesn't mess everything up, so then let's take a look and see, it also shouldn't be an issue if we have the Elim and the Kvasim, the rams, the sheep, they also go down, it shouldn't make any difference either, because we know that they go down on the 8th day. Amalani says back to him, no, Shmini regular fnei atzmo, which is exactly what we're trying to bring, is a raya for Rav Yochanan. Shmini is a regal for itself. Shekashen, Sheshivas Yamei Achag, Tuunin Karban, Veshir, Ubracha, Valina. Just like the 7th day of the Chag of Sukkot, need to have these 4 things. Karban, Shir, Bracha, and Lina. I'll explain what each one of these mean in a moment. Av Shmini, Ton, Karban, Shir, Bracha, Ulina. Now, what are each one of these things? So each one is, break it down one at a time. Number one is the fact that it has to be, that they have to have the Karban, which means the different types of the carbonus that were brought, after the rams, the sheep, the parim has to go down day by day, and the shir, what was the shir? The shir was that the Levim used to go out and sing shira when they used to bring the carbonus every day, and it was different, Rashi says it was different types of Tehillim that were said, however, all of them had to do with some sort of idea like leket, shicha, peya, and things of the sort. Then we got bracha, which is Gemara says Rashi will explain what that means. Velina, lina means you have to sleep over the night after you go and you bring the karban and only leave there the next day. So too, the same thing. Mashmini, you tone karban, you have to bring the karban for it, which is only 1 ram and 7 sheep, and how much parim? Oh yeah, one par, I think it was. Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah, 1 par. So that's the carbon. Shir, and his own shir that was going on over there, it had nothing to do with the lekach shicha, pay all the type of matanas. Bracha, again, we're going to explain what that means. And lina, it also has to go and stay overnight. So therefore, we bring a raya for Rav Yochanan from the shtikot toira. Beep, turn the page. Daf mem zayim beis. So it's going on. My love's man. When it says this discussion over here, now what's now we're going to bring straight up the raya that it's its own shtickle and that it brings makes its own bracha that you make a shachianu on the eighth day. My love's man. When it says bracha for itself doesn't mean that it's referencing zman. Pretty sure I just repeated myself 15 times. Says Rashi, my love hach bracha to come Rabbi Yehuda. My love hainu zman laatzma, meaning as its own. Shtikal of Shechianu, and therefore we have ourselves a good raya for Yochanan. Says Gemara, lo, birchas hamazon utfila, sadar Shechianu. It's talking about when you bench and when you daven to add in the lashon of Chagash Yoma Shmini Chagat Tzeres Hazeh, and it doesn't say Sukkis. So that's all it means over there. Sitting of a raya that you're going to go ahead and bring a that you would say Shechianu on this day. But it also makes sense to say that it's referencing the idea of Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh and not referencing Shechianu. You know why? Because if you thought it meant Zman Kol Shiva Mika, what do you think that we said Zman all 7 days? It says just like the 7 days that they have to do a bracha, and this also has to do its own bracha. What do you mean? You have to do Shechianu every one of the 7 days? Of course not. But it does mean that you do say Yom Chag HaSukkos over those days, and therefore that's what it means. Al-Gemara says, ha, lo kasha. No, that part is not a kasha. Because all it means maybe is that it's one unit of seven. If he didn't say it, the ilo baruch ha'idna, if he didn't end up saying it in the first day of Sukkos, then you can continue doing it the rest of the 7 days. Mavarach l'macha or liyom achrina, you do it the next day or the next day afterwards. In which case, don't think to say that that's the right to say that's what it means. In which case, maybe a taka does mean that it's talking about that you're making a shechianu. The Gemara goes to say, nope, it still can't be Shechianu. You know why? Because makom, you can't say it's talking about Chol HaMoed, because you wouldn't say it on Chol HaMoed anyway. You know why? Because Kospin, you didn't have a cup of wine when you're doing it. What do you want to say? That it means Chol HaMoed and Lema Messiah later Rav Nachman, then maybe then we're going to say that this whole thing is a proof to Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman, Zman, Omra Afilu B'Shuk, you can say Shechianu, even the Shuk, meaning even without any Kos. Because if you want to say that you need a cup, then kos kol yama miika. Not everybody is rich and has wine all the time like we have today. In which case, if you're going to tell me that you're going to have to be saying shechianu, and you're going to be saying the talking about chol hamoed, and we need a cup, then it must be you're saying it's a raya that even though you need a cup, it must be well, the raya the shechianu during chol hamoed that it's like Rav Nachman that you don't have to have a cup, you can say it straight up. This is Gemara, lav davka, not a raya, because dilma de ikla de kos. Maybe this Bryce is talking about a case where a person does have a kos, and therefore if they have a kos, then taka, they would go ahead and make the bracha of Shechianu during the week. So we don't have a raya for this as a proof for a backing for Rav Yochanan, because maybe it could be taka talking about the fact that they make a Shechianu during the week, and not that... Right. We're left with the fact that we said, no, it's talking about not Zman, but it's actually talking about Yom HaSukkos instead of, and then on day eight, to say Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres. And we tried to bring a support, we knocked it off, tried to bring it back, knocked it off again, so we don't have a support for it. Frek the Gemara, just going back a moment, because we said the fact that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned that Shmini needs to have its own lina, you got to stay overnight. The fact that Gemara, Vesav Rabbi Yehuda, Shmini ton lina, do you really have to stay over the night till the next day? But Tanya Wellington Abraisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he himself, Minayin la Pesach Sheini she'eno ton lina, heino Pesach Sheina Sheini, which means a person who's Tamei couldn't go do Pesach Rishon by Pesach Sheini. How do we know that it does not need lina to stay over? Shenamar, because the Pesach says, Ufanisaba. That the pasuk says you could turn in the morning, go back to your tents. Uksiv, and the next pasuk, another pasuk says sheishes yamim tochol na matzos. 6 days you shall eat matzah, and we connect the two from the fact that it's a hekesh. Eshaton shisha ton lina, the one that needs to have 6 days, meaning Pesach, then that's going to need also staying over. Esheinoton shisha, but if not, einoton lina, you would not have to. Stay overnight. Lamute mai, what's it coming to exclude? Lav lamute nami shmini shel chag is also coming to shmini shel chag that doesn't have to have lina. Oh, there's your raya. As Gemara, lo, what are you talking about? So first Rashi says, my lav lamute nami shmiri tekevin deinu elu yom tov yachid inu ton lina. It says, lo, lamute pesach sheni tekevasei. It's talking about pesach sheni, which is like pesach rishon. They don't have days like, Rashi says, days like Shavuos or something like Shmini Atzeres, which are one dayers. They don't have this whole shtickle about having the other 6 days. Therefore, we don't compare those things to it. So it's only something which is compared to Pesach, and that would be Pesach Sheni, but Lav Davka, that this would mean Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, he didn't knock off Shmini Atzeres here. What's coming out from here, just to make this again a little more clear, because I don't know if I said this clearly, Rashi says, Lo lemute pesach sheni tekavasei, meaning, Einu amayit ele pesach sheni levado. Only pesach sheni doesn't have to have lina. De pesach koi, ube pesach kamamayit, aval shvus or shmini atzeres. Those are things that taka you will have to have lina. Afagav the lowest to zayin yamim, still toin lina, you'd have to have lina. So therefore, when Rav Yehuda says, oh, you have to have lina, seems to say it doesn't say that. The answer is, he does say it. It's only by something like pesach sheni that wouldn't have to have lina, but this taka would have to have lina. It makes sense to say that Rabbi Yehuda would say that even though it doesn't have the 6 days connected with it, that still it would be something which you'd have to have lina, and the only thing that wouldn't have lina is a Pesach Sheni, because we see as following, the time we learned in the Mishnah Bikurim, Bikurim are the things that you bring, the first fruits, they have to go and bring a Bikurim, Ptun and Karban, you have to bring a Karban, Rashi says a Shlamim, Vishir, it has to have a song that comes with it, a Shira, Aramimcha Hashem, Kidili Sani, Vishir, Utenufa, and Tenufa means that they would go ahead and they would wave it in four different directions, up and down. The Gemara is going to explain that. Velina, and also would have to have lina. Man, shamet le, da'amar, tenufa. Who's the one who says tenufa? That the Bikurim have to have tenufa. Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Vika omar, ta'in lina. And it also says it has to have lina. So what do we see? Even though we know Bikurim doesn't have any sort of thing like Pesach, like a regular Pesach that has six other days connected with it, so too, it still has lina. So the only thing that's going to be that doesn't have lina afterwards is Pesach Sheni. That is all. Where do we find this? Rabbi Yehuda says you have to actually do this whole tenufa shtickle. The Tanya, like we learned in a brisa, Yehuda Omer, v'hi nachto. This is talking about Bikurim. The mitzvah Bikurim is you have to bring the first fruits, bring them in a basket, bring them to the Beis Hamikdash, and there's a whole process. They put it down in front of the Mizbech, and then it says you have to put it down again. The fact that it says you have to put it down again, once it's already said to put it down, we learn from that it means that it was picked up again, and there was tenufa that was waving being done over here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'hi nachto, and he put it down, zo tenufa. This is tenufa. Atom is a tenufa. O'enu ela nach. Mamish, maybe it means just to actually put it down. But since the pasuk already said earlier, and you put it down, so we know that dafka, that means Hare Hanacha Omer is already said. Why does it say, and you put it down again? It must be, what I learned from this, Zo Tenufa. This is talking about that there was actually Tenufa that was done. Okay, so now the Gemara seems to be saying, so Rabbi Yehuda says they have to do Tenufa, that's it. V'dilmer b'liezer ben Yaakovi. Maybe this Mishnah is going within the world of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's not going with Yehuda. It's going with Rabbi Yaakov. As Rashi points out, maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda Taka, he would say that only if you have a chag that is a 6 day shtickle connected with it, then you'd have to stay overnight. But if not, then you wouldn't have to. And maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that holding it. The Tanya, as we learned in Ebraisa. And the coin goes and takes this basket from your hands that you have all these fruits in. We learn from this as to have tenufa. My time of Rabbi Yaakov, where do you see that there's tenufa there? I see a yad yad mishlamim. He learns out a gezerah shava of yad yad from shlamim. Ksiv ha'chavalakach koyin etenem miyadecha. He takes the basket from your hand. Uksiv ha'sam yadav tivi enuas ishe Hashem. And it says over there, when it talks about the shlamim, that it goes ahead and what does it do? The pasuk says, with his hands, he is going to bring the ishe Hashem, the fire offering of Hashem. And to do what? In order to go ahead and to actually do a little bit of tenufa over there, to waving it around. That's the actual end of the pasuk over there. It's a chiliv, it's a chazav, yenu, it's a chazav, lahanifo so tenufa lefnei Hashem. So that's where we learn that the Bikurim also has to have tenufa. And not only that, but it goes a little bit further. Ma'kan Kohen, just like over here by Bikurim, is got to be the Kohen, because the pasuk says, V'lokach HaKohen, Avlo'alan Kohen. So too when it comes to the Shlamim, well, it asks us to go out, it's going to be done by the Kohen as well. Ma'lo'alan Bailim, and just like over there, by when it deals with the Shlamim, it says that the Bailim, the owner, the owner, they have to do they're the ones who have to go ahead and do the tenufa. Therefore, afkan ba'ilim sotu, over here by the bikurim, the owner, the baal, has to go and do the tenufa as well. Sounds like both of them are involved in doing the tenufa. Hekate said, how so? Kohen miniach yodu tachas ad ba'ilim ameinif. They actually hold hands. The kohen puts his hands underneath the ba'ilim, and they go and they do this waving shtickle together. So now, after this entire discussion, back and forth, the Gemara says, "My have a law. What taka is the halacha disman b'shmini?" Is Rashi says. About we say shechiyani eighth, you don't say shechiyani eighth. What's the din? Rav Nachman Amar. Rav Nachman says, "Omrim zman b'shmini shelchag." We do. We say shechiyanu on that day. Absolutely, we do. We say the zman. Rav Sheikh Shesalmer, "Einom zman b'shmini shelchag." You do not say shmini. V'hilchasa omrim zman b'shmini shelchag. You do. You say shechiyanu. Tanya Kavaseidu Rav Nachman. We have a bris which goes and supports Rav Nachman, who says that you say it. Tanya Kavaseidu Rav Nachman shmini, because it says shmini on the eighth day. Beep, turn the page. Mem Chesam Ad Aleph. Regel of Fnatzo is considered its own regel alone. Le'inyan Pizar Kishav. Who remembers this? This is a throwback. Pizar Kishav is Pious Zman Regel Korban Shira and Baracha, an acronym for each one of the six. First one is Pay is Pious, and that means what? Pious is Bifnei Atzmo, that we used to go and they did a lottery to make sure during the times of Sukkot that all the Mishmaris of the Kohanim be able to go do which the voters are going to be doing, and then we do a Pious, and the Shmini Atzeres had its own Pious. Zman Bifnei Atzmo, which means that they have a Shechiano, which is said on its own shtickel as well. Regel Bifnei Atzmo means to say that She'ein Yoshvim Mesukkah, you don't go into Sukkot, it's its own regel. Korban Bifnei Atzmo, as Rashi explains, she'enu kaseder pari achag de'imkein hava bo shisha parim, because it went 13 to 7, should be 6, it's actually only 1 on that day. Shira b'fnei atzma, as its own little jingle, its own little song that it has, not the same as you have during Sukkah. And baracha b'fnei atzma, it also has its own beracha. What does that mean? It's yom hashmini chag atzeres hazeh, that we say during benching and during davening. Wow-wee-wee. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.